Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. The following program is recorded and we are not accepting any phone calls. Our guest, Lacey Bear, Regional Manager of Make-A-Wish, Greater Pennsylvania and West Virginia. Welcome, Lacey.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Make-A-Wish, you're going through some really rough times because right now you can't grant wishes for several children.
That is correct. Right now, we have made the difficult decision that travel wishes are postponed. So right now we have about 86 wishes that are on hold.
Okay. Can they change their wish to something else right now?
They absolutely can. While we are not in travel, we are still granting gift wishes. So in the past month, we've had a couple who have changed to a gift wish online shopping spree. We've had two puppies. We've had a swing set. So they absolutely can change their wish if they want. Or they can wait until travel safe.
Well, now, the puppies, that's got to be great.
That is. Yeah. I love seeing the little puppies.
Yeah, you're giving the kids a puppy, and the puppy gets a home, and they get a buddy. And that's got to be great for the spirits of everyone right there.
Absolutely, especially with everybody staying home.
Oh, yeah. Now, the kids are still going through what they're going through. There's the one on your website has leukemia, and they still need the treatments and all of that kind of stuff. Now, how is that working right now?
They are just taking extra precautions. I've talked to a couple families that have had to go down for their chemo treatments or appointments. Only one parent allowed in with a child. Masks. They aren't allowed to go in until it's time for them to be ready. Just these are very uncertain times, and our kids, unfortunately, are used to that.
So they're very resilient children. And you're really still trying to accommodate as many as possible, but you do have the ones that have to be postponed, and that's going to come about at really no set date and time. It's going to vary, so you can't even give a definitive answer whenever that wish style, like a vacation trip somewhere, can be granted. Now, as far as money goes and fundraising, how are you guys doing with that to grant these wishes and stuff?
Well, right now, we've had 30 events that have been postponed.
30 events?
Yes, and 11 that are canceled for this year.
How much money were you projected to get during, like, those events?
Between the chapter as a whole, it's roughly about $250,000.
$250,000.
Yes.
So now, this is actually kind of another way where you're trying to recoup some of those losses, some of those the money that you're not getting from the other way. So if somebody has the ability right now, because there are a lot of people haven't even gotten the unemployment checks yet, a lot of people
Absolutely.
On a tight budget, and there are people who can donate, who have the ability to donate to Make-A-Wish right now. How do they do that?
You can absolutely go to our webpage, or I have also, for our Punxsutawney office, I have created a Wish Heroes page, and everybody's hearing so much about heroes right now, and our heroes are our kids, and our volunteers, and our donors. And every December during campaign, I'm always so humbled how this community and the surrounding communities pull together for Make-A-Wish. So I have a website, Wish Heroes. It's site.wish.org. Go to the Punxsutawney office. And what I'm hoping is to get 40 people to donate just $25 if they can.
40 people. So that would be, what, about $1,000?
Yes.
Okay, so now you said you go to site.wish.org and you go to the Punxsutawney office.
Yes.
Okay, and then if 40 people donate $25 a piece, you're going to get $1,000 toward Make-A-Wish.
Absolutely.
Well, that's fantastic. So you still stay in touch with all the kids and everything like that and the families. And how are a lot of them doing right now?
They're doing good. You know, there's obviously some disappointments, but we tell them just to hold on to hope. And that's what I think everybody needs right now. We need the hope to look forward to something. So that's why we're kind of pushing the Wish Heroes and looking for some sort of normalcy during these uncertain times, and just look at these Wish Kids' strengths and resilience that they have, and just look for the hope that this will end and we will get back to some sort of normal.
Oh, absolutely. It's the idea of, you know, being mindful of the present, yet, you know, being aware that, you know, the future, you know, will be, you know, back to some sort of normalcy at some point in time. You know, it just seems like a distant view right now, but it's there and we will all get there.
We will all get there. And I think everybody needs that hope. They need something to hold on to. And I think this is just a great way. You know, these kids are, these wishes just give them so much hope and so much joy. It's just a great way to hold on to hope for this.
They're really in the high risk category. So whenever they do go to the hospital, you said they have to take these extra precautions, you know, because of the high risk that they're in. How are they coping with that?
Everyone that I've talked to has been very good with it. It's almost the normal for them. They're used to having to wear the mask or, you know, everything that we're being asked to do now, they're kind of used to.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like, you know, from their perspective, it's like, oh, you're finally joining me and you're catching up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's pretty good. And then whenever they go into the hospital, the hospitals accommodate the, you know, the safety concerns and all of that for the kids too.
Yes, absolutely.
How far do they travel for treatment?
A lot of our kids go to Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh. So it just depends where in our region they're from. It could be anywhere from 2 to 3 hours.
Wow. And so far, the kids have been, you know, really understanding about, you know, not being able to go to Disney. Disney World is like the big popular place. In fact, you base your wishes off of the cost of a family of four going to Disney World.
Correct.
And you know, that had to be kind of disappointing. But at the same time, you know, if they're holding on to, well, okay, I can wait a little bit longer for this, and given the right circumstances, they can, you know, it still gives them something forward to look, you know, or something to look forward to.
Yes, and that's what we always, you know, try to convey with a wish. It gives them a chance to take their mind off of their illness for a little bit and think of something positive. So right now they just have extra time to plan what they want to do while they're down there.
Or maybe decide on a puppy.
Exactly.
I like the puppy call. That's pretty good. You know? Oh,
yes.
The joy of a puppy.
Yes, we had a little girl who named her puppy Sprinkles.
Sprinkles.
Everything's better with Sprinkles.
Well, hey, I can't argue with that, you know, logic right there. You know, I mean, everything really is better with Sprinkles. And now
it
she's
is.
Now she, what kind of breed is Sprinkles?
It's a golden doodle.
A what?
A golden doodle.
A golden doodle. So a golden retriever and a poodle.
Yes.
Got together, a couple drinks, and then next, you know, you got Sprinkles.
Had a litter, yep.
Welcome, Sprinkles. All
welcome,
right.
Sprinkles.
Well, that had to light the kids' face up to get the Sprinkles.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and then the fun of naming the dog. That's just great.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
All right. So, again, you go to it's site.wish.org. Go to the Punxsutawney office. If 40 people can donate $25, you'll have at least $1,000 in the, you know, going to, you know, make a wish.
Absolutely.
Which is fantastic. Lacey, is there anything else that you want to add to this?
We just want to say thank you to the community. Everybody is doing an amazing job for this. Just keep your spirits up and hold on to that hope.
All right. How have
we'll
you
all come out of this.
How have you been holding up?
I'm doing good. Yeah, we're all working from home, so I'm busy. I'm trying to get into used to teaching the girls.
Do you do the video conferencing?
We do, yes.
Okay. How has your technology been working for that?
We've had some issues, but thankfully we're pretty good.
Do you think the video conferencing will really, like, you know, catch on after all of this is, you know, back to some sort of normal?
You know what? I hope so. It's a nice way to stay connected.
Yeah, it's kind of
neat. Yeah, because we're all over, and we have, you know, two offices in West Virginia, so it's nice to see everybody.
Do you think people are going to shake hands after all of this?
I think it's going to be a little bit.
How about high fives?
Maybe elbows.
Do we need to
Maybe
touch
we'll
each other?
Maybe we'll bump elbows.
You know, you could just kind of give a wave of some sort, you know?
Give a peace sign.
Give a peace sign. There you go. You know, nope. No contact needed. A head nod. Head nod. You know, hey, how you doing?
Yep.
I see you. How you doing?
Yep.
You know, all kinds of different ways that we can, you know, continue on with this. So, Lacey from Make-A-Wish, again, it is site.wish.org, and then you go to the Punxsutawney office and $40. So, or 40 people donate $25, and then you can have $1,000 for Make-A-Wish, which goes to granting the kids' wishes, which is, you know, absolutely fantastic. And, yeah. And it's great to hear from you, and it's great that you, I mean, you're working all year long to help these kids, and especially now, it's a very, very challenging time for the kids going through this in addition to what they're normally going through.
It is. It is. So it's just nice to kind of give them something to look forward to.
All right, Lacey, thank you so much for the work that you do. And that's Community Spotlight for this Sunday.